today is the 16th of July, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is Zoe Kanatis. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Now, what have you learnt about this day?
Well, on this day in 1969, Apollo 11 launched, carrying the first men to land on the moon. The massive Saturn V rocket lifted off NASA's Kennedy Space Center with astronauts Neil A. Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Edward Buzz Aldrin at 9:32 a.m., which is really funny, Tom, because we often hear about Buzz Aldrin being the other guy, but I have no idea who Michael Collins is or that he was even on the ship at the time. Did he like step on the moon as well?
No, he actually didn't. I'm pretty sure he manned the you know, like the spacecraft while the other two went around having fun and looking at things. But also, he's got the least interesting name.
Yeah.
Like Neil Armstrong, great name. Buzz Aldrin, I mean, what a cracker.
Amazing.
And then Michael Collins, I've already forgotten it. Like, this happens every time that we talk about the moon landing.
Now, oh, poor Michael.
Now, how long did it take for them to get to the moon?
Well, Apollo 11 took 75 hours and 56 minutes to enter orbit and around the moon. When they finally did land on the moon, an estimated 530 million people watched Armstrong's televised image and heard his voice describe the event as he took his first step, which I'm not going to repeat. We all know it.
Now, what else have you learned about this day?
So on this day in 2005, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, the sixth book in the series by J.K. Rowling, was published worldwide. 9 million copies were sold in the first 24 hours, which set the record for the fastest selling book. And the record was only broken by the next Harry Potter book in the series, Deathly Hallows.
Were you there in that first 24 hours, though?
Yep, me and my sister were at Target, at Centrepoint, lining up to get them.
Now, 9 million is a lot to sell in 24 hours. Now, is it true that some books were sold before the release date?
Yeah, this is very true. So in early July of 2005, the Real Canadian Superstore, which is the name of the grocery store chain in Canada, accidentally sold 15 copies of The Half-Blood Prince before the authorised release date. The Canadian publisher Raincoat Books obtained an injunction from the Supreme Court of British Columbia prohibiting the purchasers of the book from reading it before the official release date or discussing the contents, which I think is pretty rich. Purchasers were offered, however, a Harry Potter t-shirt and an autographed copy of the book if they returned their copies before the 16th of July, which is a pretty good deal. I would love a Harry Potter t-shirt. Millie, our other breakfast producer, actually has a Harry Potter t-shirt that she talks about very fondly but never wears.
Was that because she got an early release of the book?
Yeah, maybe she was there.
Now, were there any more controversies surrounding Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince?
Yes. So in May 2005, bookmakers in the UK had to suspend bets on which main character would die in the book because of fears of insider knowledge. This is because a high number of high-value bets were made on the death of said main character, which I'm not going to spoil for anyone, many coming from the town of Bungay, where it was believed the books were being printed at the time. However, betting was later reopened.
And what else have you learned about this day in history?
So on this day in 1935, Tom, you'll find this very interesting, the world's first parking meter, known as Park-O-Meter, number one, is installed on the southeast corner of what was the first street of Robertson Avenue in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
It's a very cute name for something people find so frustrating.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Now, so who invented the meter?
Carl C. McGee, which is another great name.
Another
sorry,
great.
Michael Collins, who moved to Oklahoma City from New Mexico in 1927. McGee had a colourful past. As a reporter for a newspaper, he had played a pivotal role in uncovering the so-called Teapot Dome scandal, which I'm not quite sure what that is. But he also wrote a series of articles exposing corruption in the New Mexico court system and was tried and acquitted of manslaughter after he shot at one of the judges targeted in the series during an altercation at a Las Vegas hotel.
Wow. So, following all that, following quite a colourful history, as you said, how did he come to invent the parking meter?
It seems like a bit of a stretch, but by the time McGee came to Oklahoma City to start a newspaper, the Oklahoma News, his new hometown shared a common problem with many of America's urban areas, a lack of significant parking space for a rapidly increasing number of automobiles crowding into the downtown business district. district each day. He was asked to find a solution to the problem. I don't know why someone would ask the journalist, but McGee came up with the Parkometer.
The Parkometer. Now, what else have you learned about this day in history?
Well, on this day in 1967, American comedian Will Ferrell was born in Ivan, California, which makes him 51 years old today. And Tom, I have to ask you, what is your favourite Will Ferrell movie or moment?
Well, it's not a classic Will Ferrell movie, but it's the film Stranger Than Fiction. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Oh, yes. Is that a very early film of his?
It's not early, but it's a serious Will Ferrell film, which there's not many of. It's one of the more grounded ones.
Right. what you would answer to that question.
What is your favourite Will Ferrell movie?
Well, of course, Tom, it's the 2003 film Elf, which is everyone's favourite Will Ferrell movie, which I don't need to explain because it's such a classic, probably one of the greatest Christmas films of all time. I say one of because there is so many.
Now, should we play a song from the film?
Yes, let's play a song from Elf. I wanted to play a Christmas song, but instead I'm going to play You Make Me Feel So Young by Frank Sinatra.
Well, great one. Zoe, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.